Hey guys, it's Rick. How's everybody doing?
Wonderful. How you doing?
It's good to hear all of your voices. Hope you guys are having a good holiday week and getting your business taken care of course, but still enjoying your families and everything else. It sure is good to talk to you guys. Tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the compensation plan. We're not going to do numbers tonight. I know a lot of people have family in town and are traveling and everything else, so we'll get back on our normal schedule next week. Next week's call, of course, will be we're going to go over the top five or the five keys to success in business. So next week, teams three and four, we'll give prospecting numbers. That will, of course, be brief. And then teams one and two get a really fun job, and that's to explain how you met your last three prospects and what you did with them first. So pretty much what it's going to be is, you know, if it was my turn, I would say I met Larry. I work with him. I met him there. He asked me what I do, you know, what I'm doing at night to retire. I ended up telling him, and I sent him an e-vite with the Discover Neekin video in it, and you'll say what you did for your last three prospects. So teams three and four with the numbers, teams one and two would take care of that. Is everybody pretty clear on that so far?
Yeah.
Anybody have any questions?
No.
Awesome. Well, let me ask this. As you guys, this week we're talking about the compensation plan. As you guys went through the information, and that's a really good overview, thanks to Royal Diamond Bo Tannis for putting that together, what are your guys' thoughts as you go through it? What are the initial questions? And I'll talk about some strategy stuff here in just a second. But what are some just outstanding things that really stuck out in your mind? Compensation plan questions. Anything you guys want to know? What do you got?
Well, my biggest question, Rick, is when to hand off a prospect to a partner of mine and then to work with them directly.
That's my number one question, too.
Say that again. Are you talking about when to put people in depth?
I guess so.
Oh, so you're saying, like, if you've got a front line, would you put somebody you just met below them to, quote-unquote, help them, or would you take them yourself front line? Is that a good way to ask it?
Well, and whether it's a help them or whether maybe I'm not connecting with them very well and, you know, maybe I think someone on my team would connect better with them or not.
Okay, that's a really, really good that's a really good question. Let me address that. First of all, to understand the compensation plan, how many legs do you need to play? Well, first of all, let me ask you two different ways. Let me ask you this. How do you go Royal Diamond? Let's talk about the end first because that will help us know everything else we're going to do. How do you get to the top?
Three diamonds.
Four?
Four, six, four, platinums.
Platinums. Now, is that front line or is that down in depth?
Front line.
And legs.
Yeah, in a leg within six levels. Now, let me explain something to you about this first. A lot of people do not understand. You can get promoted one of two ways. One is either front line or the other is anywhere down to six levels. If you go front line, and this is something really important to understand, and I'm going to teach you guys, in fact, let me do this, why it's so important. You guys always hear me harping on being, quote-unquote, qualified. And I'm going to try to explain this to you. And then, Grace, this will answer your question. I'm going to go circuitous route, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Get to your answer. The way the compensation plan works, of course, everything is built on silver. You know, three silvers make a gold, three golds make a platinum, and so on and so forth, all the way down the line. You guys all know that. Now, once you get up there in rank, for example, the reason you don't have anywhere in depth, for example, you can't go gold with somebody six levels in depth because you guys realize that if somebody goes silver 55 levels deep, the entire leg goes silver all the way up to your front line. That is everybody that has three senior distributors. So if you have somebody that's second level and they do 20,000 points and the person above them would still have 20,000 points, but they don't have their three seniors, that's one of the two times you can get quote-unquote passed in Neekin. So the rule of thumb is anywhere in that leg that a silver goes is going to break the silver. Now, also, if a leg gets seven people deep, it goes silver something along the lines of 90% of the time. Now, that's not exact science, but an extremely high percentage of the time. Now, to go platinum, this is something where you really need to understand. The silver rule works just the same. If you break a silver 100 levels deep, it'll make a silver leg. You guys all follow me on that, right?
Right.
Anybody not clear on this? Very important to understand. You guys all good on that?
Not really.
Well, if you signed me up and I signed you up and you do 20,000 points, do I have 20,000 points also?
Yes.
Who said not really?
No, you were talking about if it's like seven deep.
Yes.
I got that part.
So hear what I'm saying. If I sponsored you and you sponsored Steve and Steve sponsored Jackie and Jackie sponsored Sally and Sally sponsored Bob and Bob sponsored Joe, if Joe did 20,000 points with you at the top of that leg, would you also have 20,000 points?
Yes.
Now, if you had 20,000 points but did not have three seniors, you would only be bronze. So everybody in that leg that is above the person that does the 20,000 will go silver if they have three senior distributors on their front line. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Yes.
So whoever asked the question, is that clear? I want to make sure you're getting it. And by the way, guys, don't feel bad about asking compensation plan questions. I want you all to know I didn't know how it worked till I was gold. I had no idea, and I was too dumb to just ask. And I really didn't. You know what's funny? I didn't even know what to ask. I just knew if I signed people up, I made a lot of money. And if I would have known... Go ahead.
I have a question, Russ. Somebody's coming in with 20,000 points.
Yeah.
And you'll be on 30 days' time with that person in the lap. Don't you have to have more seniors than three?
No, you only have to have three seniors.
And that's across the board for the whole time?
If you have three seniors right now, and you don't do anything for the next 5 years, as long as you still have those three seniors, when that person does the 20,000, you'll still be a silver distributor.
So they won't pass you then?
No, once you've got your three seniors, you're locked in.
But they have to be frontline seniors.
No, well, you can't have anything but a frontline senior, because if you signed up me and I signed up you and you did 1,500, wouldn't I also have done 1,500?
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So you can't have anything but that. Now, don't forget the 500. You have to do 500 yourself. And the reason you have to do that, there are some direct selling association guidelines. You have to do 500 points at least once to even enter into the compensation plan, because that makes us not a pyramid, meaning you actually are moving product to enter into the compensation plan. That's why that's there. Yeah.
And Rick, I'm off mute just for a second. This is Jackie.
Okay.
And also, the three seniors, no matter how long you have them, they have to be qualified at $100 a month. They can't just be sitting there doing nothing.
Are you sure about that? Because I'm not positive. You may be right, but I've never heard that before.
I thought so.
No, once you've got a senior in place, Jackie, I've had people go silver when a senior didn't do anything.
Okay.
As long as they're there, but don't quote me on that. Let's just leave it at this. You want seniors you want the three seniors.
Right.
So don't forget, if somebody goes 85 levels deep and does 20,000, everybody above them will either go silver or get passed if they don't have the points. Now, where the game changes, is it possible, let's say, for example, that I'm the top of the leg and I'm just a silver, and I sponsor you and you're a superstar, when you get your third silver, is it true that you could be a gold with me, your sponsor, still being a silver?
Yes.
How many people here understand how that can happen? Does anybody not get it?
Can you repeat it again?
Yes.
Well, because you don't have your three silvers.
Yes, exactly right. What I said was, if I sponsor you and you have three silvers and I only have one silver or above and that's you, meaning the other two legs are just seniors, you could be a gold and I would still be a silver. How cool is it, you guys, that in this compensation plan, you can pass your sponsor in rank, but your sponsor still gets credit for fighting a superstar by getting paid on the action in the group?
Right.
Okay, that's now here, cool. Here's why I bring that up. Because to go platinum, if you break a gold anywhere within six levels of you, it counts for promotion. Isn't that exciting, you guys?
Yeah.
When I first got into business, that wasn't possible. You couldn't do it that way. Now, here's the catch, though. If you do it with front lines and you do gold, gold, gold across the front, all those golds have to do for you to be paid at the level of platinum is do 1,500 points in their group. That means they're qualified. Do you guys understand what the word qualified means? If you are a silver, you have to do 2,000 personal group volume. And what that allows you to do is get those 6% you see on the compensation plan, you get to pick up the volume from your silvers beneath you. If you don't do 2,000, you only get paid on the people in your personal group. Anybody that's silver or above and their people, you won't get paid on. That's why it's called a leadership bonus. At the level of silver, 2,000 personal group points, and that means 2,000 points minus your silvers. That lets you pick up all those 6%. At the gold level, you only have to do 1,500 points to pick up your silvers. At the platinum level, it's 1,000 points to be qualified to pick up down below. At the diamond level, you only have to do 500 points to get paid on all of your breakaways. Now, here's the exciting thing about this. If you're a royal diamond and you do your personal 100, because that's all it takes to be qualified, and three of your front lines each do their 500, you guys realize you're going to get paid six levels deep as a royal diamond? Hey, whoever's that is, somebody's like out somewhere, do me a favor and stop six. Thank you. Do you guys all understand what I mean by the word qualified?
Yeah.
Does anybody not understand what a breakaway means? Everybody here's got what breakaways means. It took me 18 months.
No. No, what's a breakaway?
Okay, here's what a breakaway means. When you start out in the business, you are in the group of your upline silver or above. Meaning when you do $100 and they do $100, their personal group volume would be $200. Meaning if you guys sponsored me, every dollar I do adds into your personal group volume. Now when I go silver, me and all of my people break away and they're in a little bubble. And then you and all of your people and your other legs that have not gone silver yet are still in your personal group. That's what that term means, personal group volume. Is you and everybody in your group that have not yet gone silver is what's in your little world. Look at it like this. If you have a family, when you've got three children, when one child turns 18, grows up and gets married and forms their own household, they, their wife or their husband, and their children live in one house, and you live in the house with the children that are not 18 yet. When my children, if I'm your child, I move away. When my children start their house, they move away with their spouse and their children, and my wife and my remaining children stay in my house. You guys understand what I mean by breakaway?
Yeah,
I do.
Okay, that's what breakaway means.
Part of your personal group.
Yeah, so when people break up, they move out of your personal group. But see, that's what's so exciting. When you guys see those 6%, when you see going silver, you get paid 2 6% deep. That doesn't mean you get paid 6% of one person. That means you get paid 6% of the entire group.
Nice.
It could be 50 people there. Okay, now here's the thing. You're paid one level deep, two levels deep. What happens if you've got silvers three and four levels deep if you're a silver? Do you pick up that pay?
No.
No, you have to go gold. That's what that other 6% is. So you guys understand, when you go gold, it's not just getting 6% of one person. It's getting 6% of an entire level of people all the way across. That's how big that is.
That's huge.
Platinum, of course, you pick up the fourth 6%. Think of your multiplier. Take the number 3 times 3 times 3 times 3 all the way down, and then put people and then put volume in it, and then take 6% of it. You're talking thousands of dollars. Hey, guys, whoever's doing dishes or something, knock it off, or start six yourself. But anyways, that's what breakaways mean, if they break out like that. So here's the thing. When you go platinum, if you have three frontline golds, if they each do 1,500, you're going to get paid all four 6% deep. Here's what I mean by being qualified. If your frontline golds each do their 1,500, you're qualified at platinum. But if one of your golds only does 1,000, then you would effectively have two qualified golds and one qualified silver or above, because get this, that leg is not qualified as a gold because it did not do 1,500 points. You're going to pick up the first qualified leg beneath it. Meaning if you're a gold and they don't do their 1,500 and they've got a silver beneath them that does 2,000, you're going to pick up that silver, which means you've got a silver, a gold, and a gold on your pay line. What would that make your pay level, guys? Platinum or gold? How many golds does it take to get paid at platinum?
Three.
So what if you've got two qualified golds and one qualified silver? What does that make you?
Gold.
So your rank is platinum, but you're going to be paid at gold. You see how much money that could cost you? Everybody
hey,
buckle
Rick,
me on
this.
Go
Rick,
ahead,
Chief. So you get paid, well, is that just for that month? And then the
yes.
next month that they... It's
that means
for
only
month
for that
time.
Month. That means
okay.
only for that month.
Okay.
So here's Thanks. The thing. Here's the other thing about that. If you've got a gold on your front line, and they only do 1,000, but there's a gold beneath them that does 1,500, Neekin's comp plan is so fair, it will skip over the unqualified gold, and the one that qualified beneath them will count. How cool is that, you guys?
That's very cool.
So you pick them up. So the bottom line is you want to get at least 3 people in those good legs. Now, here's the other thing. If your goals, and don't worry about knowing all this, one thing we're going to do at the Pathfinder Summit this year, and all of you should do what you can to be there, we're going to spend a good amount of time drawing this out on the board. So I really want to spend some time on the comp plan and some upcoming calls and at the summit itself. So don't worry about knowing it all right now. I just want you to be familiar with it. But there's a second way to go platinum, and that's if your goals go in depth. So if you've got a frontline silver and the gold is second level, you will still go platinum. But in order to qualify, your front lines, obviously, you guys realize that if you've got a frontline silver, you can't qualify with a frontline gold. That silver's sitting there. So Neekin says not only do you need to have the qualified people, but you have to do a certain amount of volume. And that volume, I believe, is either, I think it's 75,000 or 87,500. I don't remember what it is. But that's what it is. Now, here's the thing. When you go diamond, if you have front lines, that means either your 3 platinums or your 6 golds will qualify, and then you're paid at a diamond level. If you did it in depth, you have to do 175,000 in volume and have your people qualify. Royal diamond, if you do it in depth, is 375,000 points. So you guys understand that go silver or gold or platinum, I don't care where the people are, but you're really only secure at that level if you do it with front lines. Because that's the easiest way to do it. We're very blessed that we have front lines across the board and backups to qualify. And I will tell you guys, if you go diamond in depth, you're still going to be a diamond, but what are you probably going to get paid at a lot?
Platinum.
Yes. So it, you know, if you go diamond and you think, gee, I'm sexy now, I'm wearing a pin around, realize that you're usually a dino, a diamond in name only. If you're getting your promotions in depth, because it's very hard to qualify. It's not harder in the rank, it's harder to qualify. So, and by the way, if you go diamond that way, good for you. It plays just the same in the press. But what I'm telling you is, get the front lines in place so you're secure. Now let me ask you guys a question. You guys have heard me harping on you for the past couple of months about qualifying. How many of you understand better now why that's not just something I talk about? That's the thing that's going to make sure you get paid. Qualifying is not everything. It's the only thing. So when I put that pressure on you guys on this call, and by the way, if you think there's pressure on the Pathfinder's call, you're absolutely right. The only place you're going to not have pressure in your life are in things that suck. I'll just be honest with you. If you don't want to make money and you don't want to grow and you don't want to be retired, the pressure you're going to have is having a life that stinks. If you want some pressure, it means you're probably growing. So when I put pressure, Bill Parcells, you know, Bill Parcells is an amazing guy in football. He goes into teams that lose and turns them around almost immediately. If you guys watched any football today, the Miami Dolphins last year were 1-15 or 2-15, something ridiculous. Now they're in the playoffs, and he's the general manager. And he's got a saying, when you come into an organization, put pressure on everybody, find out who can handle it and promote them, find out who can't and weed them out. When it comes to playing the Neekin game, we don't weed anybody out in the negative sense, but what we do want to do is find out who's going to step up and who isn't going to step up, because those are the people you build your business around. And by the way, in Neekin, it's not like pro football where we cut people and tell them we don't want them on the team. But you guys have to know in your own mind, who are the 3 people that are going to be the people that step up that you're going to build around? And this is going to get to your question in a second, Grace. Who are the people that you're going to build your organization around? Are you just going to take a handful of mud and heave it at the wall? Or are you going to identify your 3 to 6 leaders who are going to step up and be nailed every month? And those are the people you put your resources into. That's the decisions you have to make. So if you guys understand that compensation plan, and then you understand qualifying, one thing I want you to know, people who qualify and qualify consistently, their downline qualify consistently. People who do not make no money because their people don't. That's the reason I step on you guys about that, is because I want you to have that habit. I'm maniacal about it. That's the one thing that drives me absolutely ballistic, is when leaders I work with don't do that, because what it does is it undercuts the ability for them to do anything in their organization. So qualifying is critical to you because it sets up your team for success, and it will build that into your organization. Let me ask you this. If you guys had a team of 100 silvers and above, how many of you guys would love it if all those people just did what they were supposed to do?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. Right. Where do you think that starts?
With us.
Precisely. So consider that. Now that you understand, I've been bringing it up for a couple months, and I haven't really talked about it a lot, but that's why I talk about it a lot, because that's the key to the compensation plan. Number one, having people in the right spot. Number two, having people who consistently qualify in the right spot. And number three, identifying where you're going to build underneath of the people that consistently do things and not wasting time with the people that don't. When I move very quickly in the business, I find the people that are stepping up and I pour resources into them. And the people that don't, I never make a phone call and say, gee, I'm not working with you anymore. What I do is I just don't make a phone call. Or I'll call and say, hey, you're great, you're awesome. And then down the road, I know there'll be a business asset. I know there'll be an asset later. But right now, you guys have to identify the people that want to play the Nikan game. And when I look at the comp plan, I see a game. You look at it, you got to put people in the right spots. You got to move volume in the right places. I never have seen it like a real heavy thing. I always see it like a fun thing. First thing I'm going to do if I'm launching my business, I'm going to find three cool people and stick them in those slots. Now, when do I put people beneath people? Here's the thing. Let me ask you this. If you guys are a diamond and you need three diamonds to go royal diamond, one of your diamonds only has five golds. And when they get that sixth gold, one of your platinums only has five golds, what would it take for a platinum with five golds to go diamond? Because I'm going to put my head through the wall here in about 2 seconds. I'm going to. What does it take for a platinum with five golds to go diamond?
One more gold.
So let me ask you a question. If my platinum has five golds and the sixth leg is a silver with two silvers, how many of you think I'm probably going to put a prospect there to build that leg of gold?
Oh, absolutely.
So you understand that sometimes, like, for example, well, let me put it this way. Ignite 6 is an awesome thing to do for platinum and below, but sometimes if you're a diamond or a heavy platinum, do you guys understand that you're not necessarily putting everybody in your personal group?
Right.
You're going to sign people up beneath people, and you're going to play chess, because if I meet a superstar prospect right now, I always want new front lines, but the reality of it is I also need to help build legs and put people in the right spot to get this thing up and running. So when you guys are looking at your group, from zero to platinum is checkers, platinum to royal diamond is chess. Just get as many people in as many places as you can and build legs like crazy to bust those silvers out. And as you're doing it, identify the leaders that you're going to pour foundations around, and that's going to take you from platinum to royal diamond. Look, you can go platinum on luck. If you're talking to people consistently and signing people up and putting people into your organization, you'll go platinum, because somebody 850 people deep will push the whole leg silver. When you're jumping from platinum to diamond, I used to hear the saying that going to platinum is luck and to diamond and royal diamond is more skill, because your people have to sponsor people who are sponsoring people at the high senior level. Now, if you put good people in those legs, you're going to automatically get that anyway. If you put weak people in there, it's never going to happen. So here's the thing. When you meet someone who's strong, great, and this may answer your question, you have to ask yourself, is this a frontline person who's going to put and build a leg around, or is this somebody that is a second-tier prospect that I'm going to plant? And then here's the thing you need to understand. Let's look ahead 2 months from now when you're a silver with two silvers. Will the person you're going to sign up beneath somebody else go silver too, and you just watched your gold pen turn into somebody else's frontline silver four levels deep. Does that make sense?
It does, but, you know, can't always plan on that, right?
Well, you can't, but you can, but put it to you this way. You can be smart with it too. So be very judicious in when you put people down in depth. Because, let me ask you this. If you were and this is where you need to think ahead. Hey, whoever is like taking a shower or something, please knock it off. You guys hear that too, or am I crazy?
Oh, it sounds like somebody's dying.
Somebody's doing dishes. Jeez, crying out loud, knock that off. Be judicious, Grace, because what you don't want to do is, let's say you're a gold running for platinum or a platinum running for diamond. Is that person you planted your third platinum leg or your sixth gold leg that would have put the diamond pin on your collar? Because it could take anywhere from 6 months to 2 years to break a gold.
Right.
So the mistake that you made could cost you a diamond pin for 2 years. So be judicious. My rule of thumb is we'll put it to you this way. I won't ever give somebody away for charity. Meaning if I've got someone on my front line that's not getting it done, I'm not going to go out and meet the next Dennis and Ruth Williams and say, I'm going to give this to you to help you out. What you just did was you put somebody beneath somebody. You're probably going to build them to silver, and they're going to sit there in your front line and never qualify. And the person that's going to promote the leg will be at the second level, and you're going to have a devil of a time getting paid at pin rank because now you've got to do it with the volume. I have never seen one time in this business in 11 years somebody that was put beneath somebody to help them that ever helped them. Because in this business, it's not about giving people fish. It's about teaching people how to fish. So when I meet somebody, if I have to, we'll put you this way. As an organization, I can give you the best infrastructure, the best videos, the best training, the best calls. I can do ABCs, 1-2-3s, XYZs, anything in the world. What's the one thing an organization cannot do for a business partner? Anybody want to guess?
Go out and talk to people?
Talk to people. Yeah. If I have to go out and talk to somebody for one of my people, I may as well just go talk to them for myself. You understand?
Right.
So the reality of it is, the organization gives you everything. It's like a shovel, you know, if we're gold miners. Here's a sluice and a pot and a shovel and a pickaxe. Here's a guy to sell the gold to. Here's a staff of people that will clean it when you pull it out of the ground. There's only one thing we legally can't do, and that's dig the gold. Or if you're a driver in a car, I can give you a Rolls Royce. I can give you a GPS. I can sit next to you and give you driving tips. But at the end of the day, I can't drive for you, or I'm the one driving. Has anybody here ever figured out how you can drive for somebody else?
No.
No.
If you're driving for somebody else, what are you actually doing?
Driving.
Driving.
So if you're working with partners in this business, if you're doing the driving, then then are you actually prospecting for yourself? In other words, if I'm meeting people for my people, what I'm really doing is prospecting for me. I'm signing them up beneath somebody else, but I'm still working with them like they're a front line, and my grand prize is when they go platinum, I can't get promoted with them front level because they're down in depth. Do you guys see any real gain to doing that?
No.
Unless you're a platinum and you've got two frontline golds, or let me think, if you're a platinum, you got two frontline platinums, and your third platinum sitting out there, and they've got five silvers across, and they need one more person for you to get your diamond pin. How many of you want to guess that I'm out breaking the silver for them?
Yes.
Right.
What if I have to beat them myself? Am I going to do that to go diamond?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely. And then if they end up being superstar Royal Diamond Grand Poobah of the universe, I can live with that because I did it playing chess. So
basically, until you get to platinum, you might as well work everyone.
Yes.
Directly.
Frontline.
Yes. When you're building a silver leg, what you want to do is do everything in that leg until somebody in that leg starts doing everything. In other words, when you let go of a leg is when stuff starts to happen when you're not around. And when that happens, you back out and let leaders lead. Make sense, everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, invariably in this business, here's the thing. you guys have passively active leadership in this business. What I do is I sit back, picture yourself with your palms out in front of you and someone else has their palms out pushing against you. Your job is to stand there. How many of you guys have ever had someone stand with you palm to palm and you can feel the pressure of them pushing against you? You guys know what I'm trying to say? Can you guys visualize that?
Yeah.
At dance class.
If you're pushing forward, what's their natural reaction?
Push back.
Right. Now, in this business, what you guys are going to find is if you're pushing forward, they're either going to collapse and they're not going to make it, or they're going to push back and not do much anyway. You can't really step on people in this business. What you want to, and what I mean by step on is not literally, I'm talking in terms of you're not, if I'm managing a group of programmers at Chrysler, I can step on them as a staff, require more overtime, I can threaten them with firing. You've got those kind of tools. Step on people in Nikken, you don't have the power as a manager to do that. So as a leader, what you've got to do is you've got to sit back and play your group and say, okay, who's bringing people to the previews? Who's out there figuring it out? In other words, if I talk to 20 people a week and it's been 5 weeks and nobody has done anything, hey, here's a newsflash. Maybe try talking a different way or maybe try listening. You know what I'm saying? If I invite 41,000 people a month to do something and nobody does it and nobody gets past A, then I need to at some point stop and say, I'm doing something that's not working. And I'm either going to go get feedback of what I'm doing, and I want real feedback, or two, I'm going to be a student of the game and listen and try some other things. So there are people that are very, 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 very active, but they're not productive. And then there are people who are not active at all, who maybe just kind of mope along. So you guys also need to look at your group and say, who's active but not productive, and how do I channel that energy? And generally, it's a matter of them being coachable. But still, you can't make them be coachable. So you have to, instead of going up and taking a chisel and pounding ideas into their head, you have to insert it gently so it's their idea. That's how you work with people that don't listen. You guide. You don't hit them head on at a 90-degree angle and say, you're doing it wrong, you're really dumb. You know, you gently, hey, how many people you got coming this week? Nobody? Well, how many people did you talk to? Great. Well, what did you do last week? Well, it seems like you're talking to a lot of people, but we're not getting a lot of folks coming out. Would you like to chat about that? Those are some things that you can do to guide people, first of all. Secondly, when you're looking at your group, where you're going to devote your time, find the people who are talking about people. Okay? In other words, they're not talking about how much molybdenum is in the vitamins and you know, spending 6,000 hours with a prospect or they're caught up in their own, like, scientific needs. Those things are fascinating to know. We've got all the information out there. But what you're looking for are people that talk people. I know this person would like mag steps. This person's looking at the business. That person needs this. That person needs a new career. That person needs to be home with their kids. Look for people that talk people. And you'll find your group will move much, much, much more quickly. And then as an upline, you know you've got somebody when they're bringing people, when they're excited, and when you see them giving off energy to you. What most uplines will do is they will ride somebody. Yeah, that's not good. People will, in other words, if an upline signs, how many of you guys, God forbid, have ever signed somebody up and they bought their career pack or something or wellness pack or whatever the things are called now, and because they did that, all of a sudden you had a front line, and for months they never brought anybody, but you kept saying they're your front line. Who's ever done that on this call other than me?
Me.
Now, by the way, they are still your front line. But you also have to realize you probably don't want to go out and buy a new cabin cruiser next month.
Yep.
You know, what you do is you're thankful they're in the group. You surround them with a positive environment. And then you know that down the road they're probably going to succeed. And the way to ensure their success is to put a group around them that is talking about success and movement. In other words, if Larry doesn't bring anybody for 6 months, Larry is sure to be out of the business if the group itself isn't progressing. If Larry comes every week and sees an excited group of people, Larry's going to stay in the business. By the way, this all points back again to why is it important to have a weekly preview. If you don't have a preview, you don't have a presence. If you don't have a presence, you don't have a group. If you don't have a group, you will lose people as fast as you sign them up.
That's right.
They will be gone. Hey, try starting a church sometime and saying, to heck with Sunday service. We're only going to do it when nothing else is going on. This week, the in-laws are in town, and it's holiday week. It's super busy. We're just going to call it off for a month. You're going to lose your whole congregation. That's what happens. I mean, any organization in the world would lose everybody if they don't have a presence. So when I'm looking at people, I'm playing checkers in the beginning. I'm playing chess as the business starts to develop. And Grace, as your organization, as you put people in, you're going to start to get a picture of your organization over time. Who's bringing people? Who's progressing? Who's giving you energy? You're going to start to see those two or three or four driver legs, so to speak, as your group matures. The best way to ensure that is don't worry about the horse being blind. Just load the wagon. Just sign people up. Bring them in. Turn them over. And find people that give you energy and stay away from people that you constantly have to give energy. The kind of energy I'll give to people is it's really great to see you. I'm glad you're in the group. You're a really great person. And then I'm going to surround them with a good event or a good energy or a good group. The kind of energy I won't give is, okay, Sally, let's go talk to people. You need to get your business going. Why aren't you at the preview this Tuesday? Are you coming to the event? Oh, you're not coming to the event. Oh, it's the holidays and you took 3 weeks off. What the heck's wrong with you? You guys see the different kinds of energy. You understand the difference between giving energy and getting energy?
Mm-hmm.
Your downline should give you energy. And if they drain your energy or you feel like you have to pump them full of energy, a good friend of mine, Diamond Greg Rooney, has a saying, don't pump up a leaky tire. How many of you guys ever had a tire with a hole in it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when the tire has a hole in it?
Fill it with air. Oh.
Right. What happens when you fill it with air without patching it or getting a new tire?
It just wastes time.
Right. How exhausting is it to refill a tire every 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll find that a pot with a bottom will hold water. So the bottom line is I'm very judicious about who I plant. I'm very careful about when I do it. I very much want to, find people. I want people in those key spots. If I think I've got a superstar, I'll be very judicious about where I put them. If I find someone that I think will be a great match with somebody, like for example, what's the best way to put it? If I'm traveling a lot, if I've got a lot going on, and once again, once you guys get a bigger group, your needs are going to change. If I know I'm going to be traveling a lot the next 6 months, if I know I've got a partner making a gold or a platinum or a diamond run, and I know I've got somebody, you know, that would make it, well, like for example, if I was prospecting at, let's say Lifetime Fitness, where we work out, if I signed up somebody from there, and they know somebody else in there who I'm prospecting, I will probably sign them up together because they're in a logical grouping. I don't necessarily want three people competing against each other in a small fishing pool. You guys understand what I mean by logical grouping?
Yeah.
If I sign somebody up at an Allstate office, I probably would sign the other agent up under the agent in the office so there's harmony in that group as opposed to disharmony. If my neighbor signed up and I was also prospecting his brother, I probably wouldn't take them both front line. It would defeat them working harmoniously. It would sow discord. So I would probably sign them up together. Grace, in your e-group that you have, if you've got people that know each other intimately, that run with the same circle of people, that might be a time you'd want to sign them up together so you can get some synergy.
Got it.
Make sense?
Uh-huh.
So I didn't want to leave out the synergy angle either. So, you know, like I wouldn't want nine people coming over to your house for a breakfast and have three of them fighting over Elroy in the corner trying to eat a donut. You know what I'm trying to say? I would want them all excited as a team that something good's going to happen. And once again, just have three people and three legs that are, you know, the old rule of thumb in the business, if you've got three people in a leg, it's considered secure. What I mean are three people who see the vision. So if you only have one or two people on the leg to see the vision, it's not secure. You want three. The rule of threes. And for heaven's sakes, help your people bring people in as soon as possible because they're more likely to stay in the business and do some great things. And then here's the last but not least. A lot of my best leaders, in fact, a lot of the best leaders of the business, didn't do diddly-do their first 3 or 6 or 9 months in the business. Don't be, we'll put it this way, have a healthy group with a regular weekly meetings, which we do, you know, here, and you should be doing in your area. Never miss your preview. Qualify consistently, which is a critical thing. And then bring, and then have a good group around you. Those people that take a month to 6 months to get up on their feet, some people just do, will stay in the business. I mean, if you guys sign up six people who take anywhere from 1 to 5 months to really get going, what would happen if you could keep all five of them because you actually had a group? Wouldn't that be awesome as opposed to just keeping the one that could stand on their own?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how you take advantage of numbers. And don't forget, it's not just you with two or three people like that. It's your eight or nine other people with people like that, and then you get synergy. The reason it takes a preview anywhere from a month to 9 months to get up on its feet to where the room gets full is because everybody has people in the hopper. And what will happen is five or six people will each have two or three people that will get excited a month to 4 months into the preview, and then it will come together really quickly. All of a sudden, there will be 60 people in there. And then that's the way it always goes down. So there's a little bit of art, there's a little bit of science in the compensation plan, but the simple guidelines are you can't even play the comp plan unless you have three legs. And by the way, you're probably going to make most of your money off one or two legs. Everybody listening to this call, you will probably make 80% of your income off one to three legs. That's a network marketing wide thing. You're going to have your A legs that are your big money makers, your B legs. If your A leg is doing $600,000 a month in volume, your B legs may do $180,000 a month in volume, your C legs may do $60,000 a month in volume, and then your fifth and sixth qualifier legs may do $45,000, $50,000 a piece. It could be one-tenth the size of your giant leg. Guys, they're a roll of diamonds. I was talking to one the other day. He's made $17 million basically off two legs, $15.8 million of it's out of two legs. You guys understand how cool this is? You'll need a couple good ones. You don't need that many. But you just got to understand you want your quality. By the way, here's something interesting. What if you had a leg that was doing $1 million in volume? How many of you guys would think that's pretty cool? Just one leg.
I think that'd be real cool.
Well, let me let you know this. If you had six golds across, and if your one leg did $1 million, and your other five legs only did $10,000 each, you would be qualified to get paid on all that volume in that leg. Because six legs across makes you paid at pin level. You guys realize how this game can be played? Now, I'm not saying your group should look like that. I'm just saying it's possible, which is why we have a lot of diamonds and royals and Nikan that have pins, but not necessarily super healthy organizations in terms of really wide across because they have a couple runner legs. I shouldn't say they're unhealthy. Let me just say that the comp plan is set up so if you put people in the right spots. Well, let me ask you this. In any game, look, in baseball, if you get three really ugly hits, is it true you could have somebody on first, second, and third?
That's true.
Okay. Well, what if the next guy up the bat then is your slugger hits a super beautiful out-of-the-park home run? Do you still get four runs?
That's true.
Does it really matter if the first three hits were ugly?
Nope.
Okay. What if you got three walks?
Same thing.
Would you still have 4 points? What if you, in football, what if you go out and the other team is super inept and they drop the ball on the 1 yard line and you pick it up and the next
like
play? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not even talking about football. I'm gonna start crying. I have no belts or shoelaces in the house right now.
I'm right there with you.
Oh, they needed two teams to lose today: the Buccaneers and the Cowboys. What are the chances of that on the last day of the season? They needed both of them to lose, so I said, there's no way it's going to happen. So, you know, and they're playing the Texans, so I said, well, at least they'll win today. Because the Texans, you know, they're not that great.
Both hey, that's a third offense in the football league.
Well, they believe me, I know. But, I'm thinking, if you had everything on the line, you think you could beat a 7-8 team?
Yeah.
And then the Bears come in today, Tampa loses. I'm thinking, I can't believe it. Oakland beat Tampa. Then I'm watching, I can't believe it. The Cowboys get beat. What do the Bears do?
Yeah, I know. I saw it.
It's a national outrage. Anyway, we're not discussing football tonight.
Well, the point on the board regardless.
Have to discuss.
But the bottom line is, no matter what happens, you get the points on the board. So if you put people in the right spots, guys, you get the points on the board. Just put yourself in a position to win. It's that simple. And by the way, if you don't have a group right now at all, don't worry about finding six prospects. find the next one. Find them one at a time. Don't be one of those people that says, I'm looking for three people to launch a business. That's like telling somebody, I have nobody. You know? So never tell someone, I'm looking for three good people to launch a business. That's one of those make my teeth itch statements. If you ever look on AOL, they'll say, like, what are the top 10 things in sales or marketing never to say? They always say, like, I'm looking for three good people. How many of you guys have ever found three good prospects at once and signed them up? So don't worry, or let me ask you this, if you guys have the ball in football, since we're talking about it, or let's say you're up to bat in baseball, can you hit three home runs, or what's the most you can hit at bat?
One at a time.
Right, so if you're just starting your business, how many good people are you really looking for?
Just one.
Your next one. Just looking for your next one. Don't get overwhelmed with signing up 85,000 people, just bring on your next one. Everything else will take care of itself, and then what do you do when you sign up your next one?
We'll find the next one.
Set up your next one. And then, by the way, are you guys worried if they're diamonds or ditch diggers or quitters or whatever? No. Our job is to show them. Here's how you get started. Here's what you do. Here's where the stuff is. Here's your calendar. Let's get rolling. Who do you want me to talk to? If the answer is, here's the people, then you've got a business builder. If the answer is, I need another book on how water looks under a microscope, they're probably going to be a little while before they are. That's okay. It's okay. Just remember, you're looking for people that push against you as a dance partner, and those are your business leaders. Remember, guys, there is a massive difference between signing people up who buy a lot of product and moving through the levels and building an organization. Just signing a lot of people up, you're going to do volume, but you're always going to have to rebuild it because it will never stick. If you're building an organization, it will progress. I want my three people in my key spots. I want to help them do the same thing and duplicate that down to the group, and you're building an organization. And then all the other stuff can happen. The people that want to know what water looks like under a microscope, great. They've got a spot in the organization. The people that just want to buy vitamins or just buy a mini, those people have a spot. The guy or the gal that just buys a bed has a spot. The person that buys everything goes to silver training their first week and flies to convention and then comes home and takes 4 months off. They've got a spot too. You guys see what I'm saying? Everybody's got their part in the business. Where you see things take off is when you've got a lot of seeds in the ground, and as you build your business, the three people you have signed up now who are each talking to two people who all know one person, pretty soon those things are going to start maturing at the same time. It's like popcorn. You're going to hear pop, sign somebody up. Pop, sign somebody up. Pop, pop. Two more just started. Pop, 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 pop. That's how the business looks. In the beginning, what's popcorn sound like? Pop. Pop. And then pretty soon you hear two. Pop, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. That's how the business works. But don't forget, just because you hear a pop doesn't mean you walk over and shut off the microwave.
Right.
What do you do when you start hearing popcorn pop? Leave it on, right? How many of you guys on this call have ever been prospecting or building your business? Meaning you've previewed two whole weeks in a row, and then you hear a pop, and then you go shut the microwave off. You see, that's why momentum is so important. That's why qualifying is so important. That's why having a preview is so important, is because they are all the ingredients to get your bag of popcorn popping. Consistency, action, and productivity will get the people, you know, Grace, you're on my mind. You did a great job. You've been recruiting like crazy, doing an awesome job. Three really neat people to preview last time. Lori's bringing people to preview. You know, those people you're bringing, some of those people will start bringing people. When four people have that happen in a room, that's about 10 to 15 extra people. You guys see how this thing happens?
Yeah.
That's pop, 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 pop. Just remember, leave the microwave on.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll get some synchronicity going. Is this making sense, everybody, or am I rambling because I've been chilling the last couple days and I've lost my technique? Does this make sense, everybody?
Making sense.
Yeah.
It's a lot more sense than it did when we started, that's for sure.
Well, good. And I really believe, guys, that if you understand how popcorn pops, you'll understand your business better. And well, let me ask you this. If you do get a pop in a bag and you shut off the microwave, and let's say you leave it off for 2 minutes, what do you have to do to get the bag to start popping again? Does the bag pick up where it left off, or do you have to start from nothing?
You have to start over.
Zero. Let me ask you a question. Has anybody on this call ever gotten a pop or two, shut it off, come back 3 weeks later, and expect it to start popping right where you left off?
Yep.
Well, by the way, that can happen when you get some rank beneath you. When you've got some people who have people who have people, that's when you can let that stuff happen. It will. That's the beauty of NECAN. Look, the difference between NECAN and other jobs you work for 5 years, if you disappear for a week, you come back and you're fired. If you own a restaurant or you're a doctor or a lawyer, go take 2 months off and come back and see how things are going. The difference is, in NECAN, you don't work any less hard for the first year or two. The difference is, at the end, you get a lot of time off. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. And by the way, the work that we do, I mean, look, when I go down to Corpus, for example, and do a preview with Aurora, we work for, what, 90 minutes and stand around and talk? I mean, we're not exactly John Henry with the pickaxe, you know, driving rails in the mine.
That is,
you know,
true.
It's fun. And by the way, you're going to make a lot of money if you enjoy this. Choose to like it. Choose to love it. I think I just love this whole concept. You know, I'll just say this to you guys. This goes with everything from qualifying to having a preview every week. A task that is done with half a heart makes even a simple task twice as hard.
Mm-hmm.
Have a joyous heart. How many times does it say that in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
You know, have a joyful heart about your NECAN business. You'll attract people. You'll have fun. It won't seem like you're, you know, you ought to get some award for doing a ABC during Christmas week. I mean, it's what you're supposed to do. You know, you remember Chris Rock, his friend came up and said, I've never been to jail. Like, that's a big deal. Like, you're not supposed to go to jail. You know?
Yeah.
If you did an ABC Christmas week, that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
That's cool. So, you know, it'll just change your whole outlook. So anyway, that's pretty much that. Anybody have any other questions?
I do.
That was a long answer to your question.
I do. I actually have another question.
Go ahead.
Talk to me about two people who are engaged and likely to get married. Is there... So the question I got was, does it make sense for us to each sign up individually?
Well, here's the thing. That's actually a good thing because I would sign them up individually. But I will tell you this. I don't doubt that they're going to get married. I cannot tell you how many times in this business I've had that exact scenario and how few times they've gotten married. just keep that in mind. And the other thing is, and geez, that's a very slippery path. I'll just tell you this. It depends on the couple. But if they sign up separately, if you guys have separate businesses, you can bring them into a marriage together. Now, NECAN doesn't like it, but they can't do anything about it because it's not illegal. So it depends on the couple, Grace. It's really, in the end, their call whether they want to sign up together or separately. But unless it's a lock, can you imagine putting a year and a half into NECAN, building it to gold, and then, you know, somebody gets cold feet?
They don't have to merge it once they get married, I guess is my question.
No, they absolutely don't. NECAN will try to get them to do it. NECAN doesn't like it. That doesn't mean they have to. So the bottom line is, I don't usually touch that question. What I do is I tell people, I just lay it out to them. And because this happens at least once a month, somebody will say, we're not married, but we want to sign up together. What do you advise? And I'll say, I'm going to tell you the facts. If you guys do not get married, whoever's name is on the business will keep it. If you put both your names in the business, you'll either have to continue to work together, so it's like having a kid, but you'll have custody together, or you'll have to split it up, because only one person can remain on it if you guys choose not to be partners, and then you're looking at who's going to get what, who's going to get paid what. So your choice is basically this. You guys can sign up however you want. If you sign up separately, you can take both businesses into the business, into the marriage, but NECAN will encourage you to merge them. And that's the advice I'll give, and then I'll leave it alone, because, geez, I don't want to get people mad at me because I'm saying they're not going to make it, because I hope they do. But the reality of it is, like if someone's been living together for 4 years and they're not married, these are the statistics I was just looking the other day, over 60% of the time, they never get married. And those are usually...
What's that? Up to 85%.
It's very high, and I've had a lot of people come into NECAN. They sign up in the same application. They've been living together for a long time, and it generally has not gone well. And if I poke my beak in it, start giving advice, like I'll never tell somebody that statistic. You know, you guys only have a 15% chance to make it. Isn't that great? what I will usually tell them is, here's the facts, and let them make a decision so you're not stuck in the middle of it. Is that a good answer?
Sure.
It's the only one I've got, so I hope it's good. That's a really sticky, that's a very sticky subject. It's,
but you can go either way. I'm in the same situation.
You've got that one going on too, Steve?
Exactly. Well, I got my daughter.
Oh, right. What are you going to advise, Cowboy?
Sign up together with her as the primary.
Okay. And then what do you do if they should happen to not get married?
I already agreed that she can have the business.
Okay, good. Just get it in writing.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, so that's
good. The thing is that I found that better than working is a lot better than working apart.
Good.
In this situation.
So you're
every situation is different, though.
So you're like what's her name? Jessica Simpson's dad, man. You're out there. You're the dadager. You're handling the Royal Diamond Distributorship at this, but you're right, Dusty, but it has to be addressed, right? You have to figure something out.
Exactly.
You do. That's very, very true. And it's you get a lot of weird stuff like that. Just advise people of the policy and let them make a good decision. But but it potentially, now also understand this, it could potentially be a multi-million-dollar decision.
Exactly.
It really could be. I mean, put it this way, like I told you guys before, what if somebody that passively builds NECAN signs up the next Dave Johnson? And you've got, Ray Riedel, I'll tell you guys this. Ray Riedel sponsored Dennis and Ruth as a goal he was making, like, I think it was like $40,000 a month. He only had one leg. Dennis and Ruth were all diamonds. He was a gold. Can you guys imagine being in that setup?
It wouldn't be too bad.
No, but you know why he left the company? Well, you know why he left? He couldn't handle it. Their recognition drove him out of the business. He couldn't handle that he was just Dennis Williams' sponsor. He wanted to like be a big shot. For me, you can give me $40,000 a month. You could put monkey ears on me and call me the dumbest thing in the and I'll cash a check every month.
Well,
you know, that's fine with me. Anybody else have any other comp plan questions?
Nope.
Hope this is informative to you guys tonight.
You did. It's very helpful.
She's great. You're never going to ask me another question, are you?
We'll see.
Well, you know what? It's complicated, Grace, because to just tell you, here's what I would do, you understand it's not that simple. You have to know some background on it.
Absolutely.
And so when you understand the whole plan, it's real easy. So do you guys have a better understanding of you know, when I tell you guys why qualifying is important, for example? Do you guys understand why better now that I'm such a stickler on that? Because I want you guys to get paid at your pin level.
Yeah. It sinks in a little bit, and then you add another piece to it, it comes together easier.
Yeah, it does. And see, what you guys do now will dramatically impact your business later. And what may seem like a small thing is a really big deal. It's a really big deal. And you understand now, perhaps, why having for example, a weekly preview, how that affects your compensation plan. And it may not, you guys understand there's a lot of things that don't necessarily directly impact the comp plan, but they have direct pressure on the comp plan.
I think it's a lot of little things adding all up together that are going to make everything work.
That's a very good point. And, you know, a lot of them are real simple. I mean, if you guys never got trained, you'd know that to have a business, you want to be somewhere every week. You want to take a look at the requirements. You want to build towards them. What do I need to do to get paid? I want to make sure I've got that qualification covered. I mean, is anything here really that illogical?
No.
It's just like any other business. Look, if you've got a clause in your contract that says if you hit 40 home runs, you get an extra $1 million, it's pretty easy to know what you need to do. If you guys right now, they say you need to work an hour to make 20 bucks, it's not hard to figure out what you do to make 20 bucks. If you guys want to get paid on the compensation plan, you just need to be qualified. So it's right there in front of you. Don't be confused by it. In fact, be empowered by it. I love the comp plan. I love the fact that I've got two situations on my front line in particular that I can think of where I've got a frontline gold and they have a frontline gold and they interchangeably qualify. But guess what? You know what's cool about that? Is Niken, as long as that frontline is a gold, they count everybody in that leg that's gold or above at that pin level, so you've got backups on stuff. I mean, it's not like Niken says, if your frontline doesn't do it, nobody can. Let me put it to you this way. If you guys were Royal Diamond and had six frontline platinum, if your actual frontline did not qualify and you have a platinum 10 levels deep that qualifies, you guys know Niken will count that as a frontline because it's a replacement? How cool. Have you guys ever seen a company that does that for you?
Does it have to be in the same leg?
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, if your diamond was six frontline gold, and one of your golds doesn't qualify, and you've got a platinum down beneath you that qualifies, they won't count that as a platinum. They'll just count it as a gold or above. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't pass your front line, but they can replace them in terms of qualification.
Is that the compression?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Niken will skip over people until they pick up the first qualified person. Pretty neat stuff. I mean, the comp plan's a lot of fun. I love it. I mean, it's very empowering. You guys ready to close the month out strong and get this thing done?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, let's do a great call next week. We'll be talking about the five keys to the business. We'll do teams 3 and 4 with the numbers and teams 1 and 2 with how did you meet your last three prospects. And we will hit the ground running. Close this month out strong. Everybody listening here and on the gallery, get your qualifications in. Do everything you can do. Have a really, really excited end of the year. And let's hit the new year just screaming, guys. A fast start is the way you want to start. You'll find a fast start makes the finish a whole lot easier and a whole lot bigger, all right?
Okay, great.
Anybody have any other questions before we all get going? Well, all right. Well, I hope you guys had fun tonight. I sure enjoyed the call with you. I hope you guys did too, okay?
Yes,
that was
nice. Thank you. Yeah.
All right, guys. Bless you all.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Right. Bye.
Good night.
Happy next year.